So, actually, we have a full agenda item, but because of other commitments of some presentation teams, the meeting will first deal with items 4 and 5 first before we come back to item 3. So, item 4 is the construction of a two-story building for the Harbor Patrol section of Marine Department, of which you have the paper number TFK/02/2011. And I would like to welcome representative to this meeting from the Marine Department, Mr. Chen Chok-sung, okay. Mr. Ho Zi-ping, thank you. From Architectural Services Department, Si Hiu-hong, Lu Yau-kang, from WCWP International Limited, Tong Yi-hang, Mui Chok-ji, and Lim Ki-ying. Alright, so in relation to this particular item, which all the papers has been circulated in advance, do any member have to declare interest on this? No? Okay. So, then before the presentation, I'd just like to briefly remind members that as a background information, the former HEC Subcommittee on the Harbor Plan Review has actually been briefed on this project in May 2009. And the HEC Subcommittee has asked the project team to provide more information to, in particular, four major things. Firstly, land requirement. Secondly, site selection. Thirdly, measures to mitigate development impacts. And fourthly, to enhance the harborfront environment. So the previous paper submitted by the Marine Department to the HPR subcommittee and the relevant minutes has been circulated to members, which is this particular pile. All right. And here the Marine Department and the team is to update the task force on the project design at this particular meeting. So may I now invite the representative to present the paper, please, and try to keep your presentation within 10 minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, if you don't mind, I will present in Cantonese.
Yes, I forgot to say, yeah, please. Feel free to use English and Chinese.
Thank you.多謝主席同埋各位委員，我今日代表海事處聯同建築署嘅工程設計隊伍，就喺大角咀海輝道30號鄰近嘅地盤興建一棟兩層高嘅建築物嘅設計方案咧，向大家介紹同埋徵詢有關嘅意見。稍後咧建築署嘅工程設計隊伍咧會就喺上述地盤同埋鄰近嘅環境，同埋以維港規劃準則同埋指引下。 所作出嘅上述工程設計作出介紹，獲批出嚟嘅地段咧就係 GLK 咧432，咁大家可以見到熒光幕嗰度咧就有笪地嘅，面積約為咧330嘅平方米，咁啊會準備興建一棟唔高於15米嘅兩層建築物。
以用作指揮中心同埋部分辦事處運作嘅用途，指揮中心為海港巡邏組處理日常同埋緊急職務嘅主要用途，作為指揮同埋聯絡海港各區嘅巡邏船，共同處理海上執法行動以及海事意外，仲有規管海上嘅交通啦，尤其是以大型嘅海上活動。 譬如係煙花匯演啊、海上巡遊啊等等，作出服務，對港口同埋船隻安全擔當着好重要嘅角色。喺2009年8月咧，政府嘅產業處根據海港巡邏組現有人手嘅編制，計算出辦事處最少需要761個平方米嘅可用樓面面積。 先至能夠應付日常運作嘅需要，而辦事處現有可用嘅樓面面積咧，僅僅係有大約568個平方米，較實際所需要嘅可用面積缺少咗大約193個平方米。為咗舒緩海港巡邏組現有工作。 嘅空間不足嘅情況，以及增強該組執行海港管制職務嘅能力。喺鄰近增加一個工作空間嘅設計咧嘅事情係刻不容緩。喺選址方面，海事處喺研究點樣增加海港巡邏組辦公室嘅空間嘅時候，曾經徵詢各相關政府部門嘅意見，探討唔同嘅方案嘅可行性。譬如擴建而家現有嘅辦事處啦，使用其他嘅政府土地啦，或者其他政府部門嘅設施等等。不過，現有辦事處礙於結構嘅所限，不宜擴建。海事處亦都冇辦法覓得其他合適嘅政府土地或者設施，可以配合海港巡邏組全年無休、每日24小時嘅運作需要。至於而興建嘅建築物位處於海濱，主要嘅目的係為咗海上嘅業界同埋海港使用者嘅提供方便，以及確保海港巡邏組具備有快速而又有高效嘅動員能力，可隨時應付日常緊急同埋特別嘅行動。經詳細考慮上述各因素之後，最終咧就落實咗喺上述鄰近於海濱旁嘅現有選址方案，為最能夠配合海港巡邏組嘅運作需要，而又唔會影響市民使用海輝道一段嘅行人路。事實上，我哋理解委員同埋市民對優化海濱以及加強海濱連接性嘅期望，於是我哋咧亦都會把依個建築物咧喺可行嘅情況下咧盡量後移，以減少使用海旁嘅用地。海事處同建築署工程設計隊伍喺參考完各委員提供嘅寶貴意見之後咧，我哋會再將改良咗之後嘅設計方案提供於油尖旺區議會閲覽嘅。而家或者我將呢個時間交俾我哋嘅建築署嘅工程設計顧問，向大家講解一下工程設計方案。多謝各位。
係，大家好。咁而家我就代表建築署嘅工程設計顧問嗰邊咧，向大家講解一下咧，今次我哋咧嘅設計方案嘅。咁大家可以睇一睇粉紅色嘅部分咧，就係我哋今次咧地政署咧批出嘅地段。咁粉紅色部分嘅以北咧，就係咧現有咧嘅 refuge collection point 嚟嘅，而以南咧就已經係我哋咧而家現有海事處嘅辦事處。辦事處嘅再南邊咧，就係咧呢一個公眾嘅貨物徵地區。而粉紅色地段嘅近海岸線嘅位置咧，就喺呢一個 WSD 咧嘅加水站嘅。咁我哋可以睇一睇啦。粉紅色嘅地盤嘅附近咧，鄰近咧，最近嘅建築物咧，其實咧就係澳海城二期嘅商場。咁離我哋嘅地盤咧，相距咧係超過100米嘅距離，當中咧就包括咗有海輝道、連翔道、西九龍公路啦，同埋 MTR 港鐵機場快線嘅東涌線嘅鐵路。我哋可以望下呢一張 slide 咧，就顯現咗咧我哋個 size 咧附近嘅鄰近地區嘅照片。右上角嘅圖咧，可以清楚顯示到咧，最右邊嘅方向咧就係現有嘅公眾貨物嘅裝卸區，而中間咧就係現有嘅辦事處嘅 building 嚟嘅。咁可以睇到咧，我哋嘅地盤咧，其實咧就同海岸線咧分隔咗咧，呢一個就係 WSD 現有嘅加水站。而我哋地盤嘅最左手邊呢邊咧，就係現有嘅 Marine Refuge Collection Point 嚟嘅呢個位置。咁至於下面嗰幅圖咧嘅相片咧，就係由另一個角度咧喺 inland 嘅部分咧望翻過去我哋嘅地盤。咁可以見到呢一個就係現有嘅辦事處啦。 我哋地盤就係緊貼喺隔離嘅。可以睇一睇我哋地盤鄰近嘅一啲close up 嘅照片啦。圖C咧就係現有嘅水務署嘅水車通道嚟嘅，以作咧緊急維修呢個加水站之用嘅。咁日常情況咧就好係唔會有咧車輛出入嘅。而圖 D 嗰方面咧就係由海輝道嘅對面行人路咧拍攝翻過嚟，咁見到咧現有嘅海事處嘅辦公室咧就係緊貼於我哋今次嘅size 嘅。而中間咧就係有呢一個咧現有嘅發電機組嗰個platform 咧分隔住嘅。咁至於下圖咧，就係由現有嘅office building 嘅天台啦，影翻過去我哋嘅 size 啦。咁亦都可以清楚見到咧，我哋嘅 size 啦。呢一度就係海輝道行人路，而咧個海岸線同埋我哋嘅 size 咧，就由呢一個水務處嘅加水站分隔住。而家講一講咧，我哋嘅 size 咧有咩 particular？ 咁首先咧可以睇到藍色嘅部分啦，咁就係四米闊五米高，預留俾一個海事處咧對呢一個加水站進行緊急維修工程嘅車道嚟嘅。咁頭先都提及過啦，只係作呢個緊急維修之用，而日常情況之下咧，其實係唔會有車輛出入嘅。咁除此之外咧，為咗配合咧將來有機會長遠發展嘅大方向啦。咁我哋咧就自愿性預留咗啦 1.6 米嘅building side back， 咁就作為咧可以有前側咁樣相連咗咧呢一個海輝道同埋呢一個海岸線。咁市民將來如果真係有進一步嘅planning 嘅發展咧，有機會係可以係海輝道直接咁樣行到出呢一個海岸線嘅。除此之外咧，我哋有更進一步嘅 building setback， 咁可以睇到咧綠色嘅部分咯。咁我哋就沿住海輝道有後移嘅，咁喺海輝道嘅行人啦，咁就可以有較廣闊嘅視野啦，亦都可以好方便暢達、好舒適嘅步行環境。另外深綠色嘅部分咧，就係面向住現有水站方面嘅後移嚟嘅。咁我哋一度就保留咗一個為咗配合將來公眾有機會享用海港嘅時候咧，提供佢哋嘅可行性，可以欣賞到一個更加好嘅優美嘅環境。咁可以睇到粉紅色嘅部分咧，就係我哋實際嘅 building footprint。咁我哋為咗配合呢個維港嘅規劃指引啦，咁我哋嘅佔地面積咧係保持喺最少嘅原則之上嘅。而家可以講一講我哋嘅設計概念咯。咁可以睇到我哋propose 嘅 building 咧，其實咧同現有嘅建築物咧喺高度啊、分級輪廓上咧係互相協調，咁就會達至和諧一體化嘅風格。咁其二啦，我哋新嘅 propose building 咧喺高度上咧亦都會唔會高於現有嘅建築物咯。亦都會有多元化嘅高度唔同嘅變化，去增加呢個視覺趣味同埋呢個層次感。咁第三點啦，就係我哋利用咗呢個建築物嘅高度方向同埋佈局嘅小心配合咧，咁就預留咗咧一個視覺空間嘅滲透度噶。咁可以睇到咧會有一個 vision corridor， 咁就提供咧係海輝道嘅行人，就算喺 pedestrian level 咧都可以直接欣賞到維港景色。咁而一個vision corridor 咧，咁亦都咧可以作為一個通風廊或者風道去使用。咁海風咧就可以直接由維港咁就吹入去海輝道度，就改善呢個空氣流通。咁我哋亦都咧擺咗一啲咧環保嘅建築概念咧落去我哋嘅設計度嘅。咁首先啦，我哋會喺多個唔同嘅高度啦，就提供呢一個咧green roof 嘅，就包有一個美化綠化嘅天台同埋平台啦。咁其二咧，我哋會喺外牆嗰度咧進行呢個垂直綠化嘅，咁就以舒緩咧建築物對臨街地方咧嘅視覺影響啦。咁其三咧，我哋亦都加咗新 shading， 以豐富外牆嘅特色設計，增加呢個視覺趣味，就為一個海輝道嘅行人咧提供一個吸引同埋舒適嘅步行環境。 咁頭先提到嘅垂直綠化咧，其實咧有好多方面嘅優點嘅。咁喺生態方面咧，佢就可以緩和一個極端嘅温度啦。咁作為呢個建築物嘅thermal insulation 啦，亦都可以咧緩和鄰近一個海輝度嘅温度同埋濕度。咁其次咧，佢都可以過濾一啲污染物嘅，好似 CO2 啊咁樣啦。咁其三咧，佢亦都可以減少一個 noise 嘅pollution 嘅。咁佢因為又種咗唔同類型嘅植物咯，咁就可以提供呢個生物嘅多樣性，而視覺上咧亦都係一個優化嘅城市景觀嚟嘅。其實垂直綠化咧就有好多種唔同嘅方法，咁包括咧就垂直嘅面啦，就種植有一個種植層啦，咁亦都可以咧用一啲攀爬支架啦，就放一啲 climber 咧可以攀爬上去嘅。咁亦都有一個垂直層疊嘅一啲花 box 啦，又或者咧可以用 property product 咧去提供一個泥土嘅基層咧，就放一個垂直嘅攀種嘅。咁我哋可以睇到咧，最左手邊嗰幅咧，其實就係將軍澳循道衞理小學，咁就係建築署咧喺2004年嘅時候咧做嘅垂直綠化嚟嘅。咁佢依個做法咧，咁就係喺一啲唔同 level 嘅planter box 啦，咁就種咗唔同嘅植物，咁而外牆咧亦都加咗一啲攀架，咁就俾嗰啲垂直綠化咧有一個延續嘅效果嘅。咁而下面一張圖咧就係、是、大坑東嘅泵水站，咁就係2008年咧做一個垂直綠化嚟嘅。咁可以見到咧，其實啲垂直綠化咧就係、是、由一啲 on grade 嘅planter 啦，咁佢就經由呢個地面花槽啦，同埋外牆嘅金屬架咧，就直接攀爬喺呢一個建築物嘅外牆嗰度噶。咁一啲咧設計咧，我哋都會咧擺入去我哋今次嗰個設計方案裏面，會喺唔同嘅位置啦，就會有唔同嘅 vertical greening 嘅 feature 出現嘅。咁除此之外咧，我哋亦都會有做一個 green roof 啦。咁可以睇到咧，其實左上角嘅圖咧，呢、這個就係、是屯門醫院嘅康復大廈嚟嘅。咁就係建築署喺之前2007年咧做嘅一個 green roof。其實 green roof 咧喺除咗香港之外 ，over the world 咧都已經有好多 precedents 嘅，同埋咧亦都有好多好嘅好處啦。咁其一就係可以增加一個優點用地啦。增加一個美觀價值啦，咁亦都可以有助呢一個環境效益，減少呢個都市嘅跌倒效應啦，同埋較早前我頭先講 vertical greening 嗰啲優點咯，改善樓宇嗰啲暗格逆能源嘅效益啦。咁咧為咗配合咧未來發展，有可能一個長遠發展可行性咧預留嘅1.6米嘅 building setback 咧，由呢個海輝路直達海邊。咁喺個位置咧，我哋會刻意咧提供一個特色嘅設計裝飾照明咯。咁為海旁地帶咧又營造一啲特別嘅燈光效果之餘啦，亦都提供行人一個安全舒適嘅步行環境嘅。可以睇一睇呢、這個由海望翻去陸地嘅建築物示意圖。呢個是現有的建築物，我們現有的建築物亦都會進行一個垂直綠化和 green roof 的。我們 propose 新的建築物，現有的加水站，還有剛才提及的一些 building setback。咁剛才提到的各種建築元素都會在不同的高度、位置這樣去配合，咁達至咧一個豐富優美嘅視覺效果嘅。咁由海輝道嗰邊咧望翻去我哋個建築物咧，亦都可以睇到咧唔同嗰嘅建築元素咧互相配合。可以睇到現有嘅office building 啦，我哋 propose 新嘅 building 啦。現有的發電機組的 panel room 我們亦都會進行垂直綠化。 頭先提及嘅沿住海輝道嘅 building setback 同埋由海輝道直達海邊嘅 1.6 米嘅 building setback， 咁就為海輝道嘅行人啦，營造咗一個吸引啦、舒適啊嘅步行環境。咁亦都咧可以帶嚟一個特色設計，營造多元嘅層次感。咁而家畫面上邊咧就係、是、由上圖就係由海望翻過嚟嘅building elevation 啦，而下圖咧就係、是、由海輝道嗰邊咧望翻去我哋proposed building 同埋 existing building 嘅 elevation 嚟嘅。咁咧根據呢個維港嘅規劃指引咯。咁我哋可以歸納有幾點呢，我哋又放咗 input 喺我哋嘅 design concept 上嘅。咁第一啦，我哋採取咗較低嘅發展密度，咁就盡量頭先提及過嘅後移啦，就令到我哋建築物嘅佔地面積呢就減到最少啦，而高度呢亦都唔高於現有嘅建築物啦。咁其二呢，喺城市設計同埋園景美化方面啦，咁因為我哋做咗隨地綠化同埋 green roofs 同埋一個sun shading 嘅諸如此類啦，咁就有效舒緩咗呢建築物對臨街地方嘅視覺影響，同埋呢為呢一個海輝道嘅行人啦提供一個吸引舒適嘅步行環境啦，帶嚟一個活力有生氣生氣洋溢嘅街景。咁喺視覺同埋空氣滲透度方面呢，因為我哋利用建築物嘅唔同嘅佈局嘅配合啦，咁就提供咗一個 vision corridor。咁喺 pedestrian level 嘅時候呢，海輝道嘅行人都可以直接欣賞到海港啦，亦都呢可以作為一個通風廊同埋風道去使用啦，咁海風直接由維港吹入海輝道，以改善嗰個空氣流通啦。咁第四呢就係剛才提及到嘅1.6 米的 building setback 咯，咁公眾咧預留為將來咧未來嘅發展潛能咧，咁可以咧公眾咧將來有機會咧直接由海輝道直出海面咯，咁就好方便暢達啦，貫通海輝道行人嘅地面行人嘅通道網絡咧，而直達海濱嘅。咁第五點咧，就係、是、我哋為咧海輝道嘅行人咧，就提供咗一個吸引同舒適嘅步行環境咯。因為我哋嘅後移咧，就騰出咗空間，咁將來咧可以配合未來嘅發展啦。咁就市民直達海邊咧，就將陸地同埋呢個海濱連接埋一齊。而呢一個新需嚟咧，亦都同埋一個綠化咧，就增加咗呢個視覺趣味㗎。
唔好意思，我想問一問，仲有幾多張 fly 啊？
差不多了，其實想提一提，剛才我們說的就是一個設計概念來的，但是除了設計概念之外，我們都考慮到在工程期間如何可以 mitigate 一個 environmental impact。咁首先啦，我哋咧就會好緊貼咁樣監管承建商，咁確保咧喺noise 啊、空氣啊、水源啊、land pollution 之上咧，佢哋可以fulfill曬所有咧statutory control 嘅 requirement。咁第二咧，我哋就會要求咧承建商盡量利用咧一啲循環再用嘅物料噶，即係例如用 metal 嘅size holding 啦，同埋metal 嘅 sideboard 咯，咁就可以循環再用。咁我哋喺設計地基方面咧，亦都會揀選用 ball power 去代替 driven power 啦，咁以減低個噪音污染啦。而咧承建商都會再被要求咧用一啲 inert 嘅 construction waste 啦，即係例如佢 excavate 咗嘅 material 咧，就會去做翻個 backfilling， 咁就減少咧運往政府田堆填區咧嗰啲工業廢料。咁以上咧就係今次工程項目嘅設計概念。咁多謝各位希望咧各位在座嘅小組成員咧可以就我哋嘅設計 proposal 發表意見啦，唔該曬。
多謝曬。Maybe I think we can now invite members to give comments. Please, Miss YY.
Thank you, Chairman. I have some fundamental questions I want to ask the RHSD or the Marine Department. What is the status of the Marine Refuse Collection Point just next to the subject site? Is it a temporary facility or is it a permanent facility? And also, I understand that the public cargo handling area is a subject of a district review study. I just wonder what is the progress of the study and what is the finding of the study? Because it seems to me that the I understand the Marine Department is encouraged to provide some connection to the West Kowloon Cultural District if it is at all possible. But it looks to me that the 1.6 building setback and also the, I really appreciate RHSD's effort to provide building setback, but it seems to me that all this, especially the 1.6 meter footpath setback is not really helpful, you know, for providing access to the waterfront, because it is between a marine refuse collection point and a although it is there will be vertical greening, but you know the 1.6 meter is actually very narrow.
Thank you. Other comments before we ask the team to respond, Peter Perkins?
Well, firstly, I'm surprised that the harbour patrol section of the Marine Department seems to have only recently discovered that it needs around 8,000 square feet to meet the needs of routine marine operations. and I'm a little bit confused. It's stated under item 6 that 761 square meters are needed and that the existing usable floor area is only 568 square meters. But item 7 states that the existing building can't be expanded, so a new building is necessary. But that the new development needs to be in close proximity to the existing building. So it therefore seems that it's not replacing the existing building, which I gathered from item 6 it was, because it states there that there's only 193 square meters actually needed over what's existing. So it's not replacing the existing building. It's actually adding another 761 square meters. Item 8 seems to ask the question as to whether the operational needs require a waterfront setting. And item 9 seems to concede that it is set back from the waterfront to allow pedestrian circulation and access. So I think the obvious questions are, is it really necessary in the first place? In my opinion, mitigating impact seems peculiar. Design should enhance the waterfront. It shouldn't be necessary to hide a new building. But I think essentially that as a commission, we have to look very closely at this type of submission. Our most fundamental objective is to enhance the harbourfront and introduce public space for activity and circulation. I mean, I'm not interested in the use of whether the building uses recycled materials or green roofs. I'm primarily concerned about its real necessity, and I'm completely unconvinced about that, I have to say.
Thank you. I think maybe there's already quite a number of questions. May I ask the team to address that, in particular in relation to the marine refuse collection point, the public cargo working area? Comment on the setback, is that enough? Would that be open to the public? And finally, can you clarify about the area of the existing building and the requirement for expansion?
Marine refuse collection point. 咁呢就我諗如果我冇誒誤會呢，咁呢嗰個site呢，就係講緊呢而家喺圖裏面呢，北邊嗰個，sorry，呢個GLKTK407呢個site嚟嘅。咁其實呢個site呢，就係一個海事處嘅海上垃圾收集站，咁係全港裏面。 四個收集站嘅其中一個嚟嘅，基本上咧佢係負責收集所有海上收集到嘅垃圾，喺船上收集嘅垃圾咧，作為一個 interface 咧，揾翻上岸，由岸上邊嘅運輸系統咧去運去堆填區再處理。
咁咧，其實佢個職能咧就好清楚噶啦。咁如果咧，咁你問到我佢幾時我諗冇誤錯意咧，佢幾時會搬啊？係嘛？咁我其實咧就應該嚟講咧就係我哋見唔到有呢個計劃搬嘅，因為如果搬咗去咧，就會影響其他運作區嘅運作，咁亦都會帶嚟咧個區嘅環境衞生有所影響嘅。尤其是咧收集唔到船上邊嗰啲垃圾積聚嘅時候咧，亦都會影響到維港水域清潔受到嚴重影響。所以油麻地個垃圾嘅收集站咧，海上垃圾收集站咧，除咗負責即係維港西部水域海上垃圾之外咧，亦有佢好重要分流嘅作用嚟。咁所以佢嘅存在係非常之重要。
明白，即係其實佢唔係一個暫時嘅用途嚟嘅，即係佢喺度嘅。
以我所知就應該。
OK， 咁關於嗰個 public cargo working area。
第二個新油麻地公眾貨物嘅裝卸區咧。其實大家都知道啦，我諗就業界對呢個公眾貨物區裝卸區嘅需求非常之殷切嘅，加上喺油麻地貨物裝卸區目前咧仲係好繁忙咁樣運作緊，咁而佢提供嘅職位咧，相關行業職位咧達到2800個各種嘅職位，其中包括有船員啦、運輸工人啦、貨車司機同埋寫字樓嘅職員，咁啊處理嘅貨物咧非常之繁多嘅，包括貨櫃啊、建築材料啊。同埋一啲雜貨，每年達到咧300萬噸咁多。咁呢啲貨物主要嘅來源地咧，都係內地啊，仲有輸往澳門同埋離島嘅。咁我諗政府同各有關政策局咧，包括海事處咧，經常都保持呢個密切嘅聯繫。咁去檢討業界對裝卸區嘅需要，喺唔影響裝卸區運作嘅前提之下咧，我諗政府咧。亦都可以探討改善同埋增設行人通道嘅可能性嘅。主席，我諗應該答咗你問題。
唔該，明白。Okay. 下一個嗰、那個 setback 嘅問題。
setback 嗰個問題咧，其實就當時咧就我哋知道咧就正如我先講啦，我哋都理解委員同對市民同埋市民咧對優化維港嗰、那個。嗰、那個連貫性嘅期望嘅，咁所以我哋喺建築個我哋嘅設計方案嗰時候咧，我哋都好自願性咁咧喺同頭先嗰個 Marine Refuse Collection Point 嗰度咧個 Common Boundary 咧已經預留1.6米嘅 setback。如果大時有個潛在嘅發展空間嘅時候咧，咁呢個 setback 咧，我哋會開放翻俾 public 咧。佢可以直達翻去翻海邊嘅，咁而大家都見到啦，咁除咗嗰1.6嘅 common boundary 嘅 setback 咧，我哋喺海邊同個水站同個 water selling kiosk、water service department 嗰個水站，亦都係有一個 voluntary setback 嘅，咁咧而營造咧公眾人士能夠有咁大更加大嘅 open space 嘅，咁亦都喺海輝道行人路嗰個界面嗰度咧。在圖裏面你看到是亦都是有一個 voluntary setback 的，其實這幾個 setback 呢都令到呢我們其實在個所謂的建築那個 footprint 那個 ground floor 呢是很小，亦都不會影響到在海輝道行路一般市民使用的時候呢對海望得到那個所謂的通透性有所影響。
可以，可唔可以 clarify 一下咧？即係嗱，你而家所有呢啲屬於 setback 嘅 area， 將來都係可以係 open 俾個 public， 即係同你哋本身即係海事巡邏嗰個運作係冇問題嘅，係咪啊？即係可以開放俾公眾嘅。
除咗藍色部分，因為藍色部分咧係俾水站同埋喺個 engineering condition 裏邊咧都唔係開放俾市民嘅，嚇。
咁最後一個就係即係關於嗰、那個。面積嗰個問題啊，即係你哋而家新起呢座同埋即係舊有總共係有幾多咧？即係總嘅需求又係點咧嚇？
其實喺我睇翻個 paper 咧，就 paragraph 6嗰度咧，就可能其實講咗噶啦。咁啊，但係我再可以再解釋少少啦嚇。
就係喺 Government Property Agency 咧，其實同我哋做過海事處巡邏組咧，已經做過一個好 thorough 嘅 audit 噶啦。喺我哋要求嗰個 expansion 嘅時候咧，已經做咗呢個 survey 嘅。咁而呢個 survey 咧，發覺我哋咧係 at least 需要個嗰個 office space 咧係761個 square meters 嘅，而實際上我哋咧只有568個 square meters， 所以咧梭羅包四啊包，托個包啊200個 square meter。咁當然啦，我哋亦都喺嗰個 audit 之後咧，個 survey 之後咧，我哋都立即進行幾個可行性啦。我頭先都講到，包括喺現有嘅 building， 所謂個嗰個再加建，但係咧就個結果咧就係話，我哋而家嘅 existing building 嘅 structural capacity 咧就係唔容許嘅。咁咧就我哋亦都係揾其他嘅政府土地啦，咁亦都係揾唔到。咁其他嘅 office building 可唔可以共用咧？亦都係揾唔到。咁因為我哋巡邏組嘅運作需要咧，係非常之獨特，係24小時全年無休。咁我頭先講過大型活動啦、煙花匯演啊、海上嘅執法啦、我哋執法之餘咧，交通管理啊，尤其是好似打風嘅時候、颱風獵潮嘅時候咧，我哋係24小時運作嘅。咁同埋我哋一號風球咧，所有人都 cancel 曬啲 leave 咧，全部係服務市民，直至到個颱風。颱風息怒完曬之後咧，我哋仲有一個長時間維持翻個海港嘅運作嘅正常。咁所以我哋嗰個所謂嘅呢個 expansion 咧，亦都正正係咧會大時計劃有一個 command centre 咧。其實我哋而家冇嘅，會做一個 command centre 嚟到係調配同埋聯絡翻所有我哋嘅香港水域各區嘅巡邏船。咁亦都係聯絡翻，做翻個支援同埋一個 coordination with 我哋嘅 MARPOL 啦、Marine Police 啦、Fire Service Department 啦，同埋所有其他嘅執法單位，包括嘅Law Enforcement Agency 啦、CNE 啊、Immigration Department 啦。咁我哋經常有呢個 joint operation。咁所以呢個位置，亦都係俾我哋咧服務業界係最方便同埋最動員能力最快嘅地方咧。所以我哋先選址喺隔離。
即係明白你哋即係嗰個工作嗰個重要性啦，但可唔可以幫我哋理解一下？即係頭先講緊嗰條數，即係話如果係起碼需要761，而家現有呢一座 building 係568，
係
咁將來新嗰座係幾多嘅咧？
新嗰座咧，其實就大約咧就有200平方米到嘅，大約係200多度啦。咁其實就同呢個190幾接近嘅，咁或者如果你要exactly 咧，或者我可以因為個 technical 啲嘅，我可以你介唔介意我交俾我個 consultant 咧，去答翻你個數。
好，唔該。
好，唔該你，主席。
其實咧，新嗰棟 building 咧，即係執制嘅 office area 咧，貨海事處去用啦。咁就係大約200左右。咁其中咧就會包括一啲 open plan 嘅 office， 咁就貨一啲ship 嘅 inspector 噶。咁亦都會有個 operation 同埋 command centre 啦，有 conference room 啦、interview room 之如此類。咁亦都有啲貨 equipment 嘅房啊。一啲比較technical 啲嘅房，咁呢一個數字咧就大約200左右，就提供俾佢哋就做200 square meter 左右，提供俾佢哋過日常運作之用噶。
唔該你，而家清楚啦。咁其他委員有冇問題咧？有冇意見想提出 ？Yes, frankly。
想請問一下咧，即係而家嗰個海邊嗰度咧，就喺嗰個現有嗰個建築物對開嗰個位咧。頭先就話，即係你哋嗰個 operation 係唔需要圍住嘅，即係可以開放俾公眾使用嘅。咁第時嗰、那個新嘅建築物嘅外邊嗰度咧，喺除咗嗰個 water selling point 之外咧，應該亦都係咪有同樣嘅安排，即係會開放俾公眾使用？
仲有冇或者我等咗一次講嘛，一批咁答，有冇其他嘅問題？係 ，Y Y follow。
Thank you, Chairman. I just wonder, I know there will be a lot of replanning, but I just wonder if it is possible to put, you know, instead of having the 1.6 meter setback to the north of the subject site, it seems to me that, you know, there are sufficient space to the north, I mean to the south of the existing HPS building. Is it possible to provide access to the seafront at the south of the site instead of the proposed subject site?
好，咁仲有冇其他意見 ？Yes, Paul.
In the previous discussion we've had at the Harbourfront Enhancement Commission, when we discussed this, we asked for the Marine Department to explain clearly their existing facilities and the future requirements for facilities with marine access around the harbour. So that we have a clear view of what's needed. Now, if this facility is required for command control, I know you have a beautiful command control center elsewhere in Hong Kong. I also know that you have various other office space away from the waterfront. Now, if this site is a facility that needs water access, that would mean that you cannot provide public access to the waterfront because you need it for your water access. But if you don't need water access and are willing to give public access, then why do you need that site for your services? And I don't want to be difficult, but I think, again, and we've gone through this before here, and I hope that the harbor unit could be more directive in making sure that when people come back to this committee, they are properly prepared, because they're getting the same request from us time and time again for the last, I don't know how many years, that we have the Harbourfront Commission and the Harbour, now the sort of Harbourfront Enhancement Commission. We did the same thing with the Marine Police. So now we're going to the same thing with the Marine Department. So let's go back to the start. Can this discussion today be stopped? Can the Marine Department come back to us with a clear overview? All the facilities they have on the waterfront, the facilities they need on the waterfront, how many of those need water access, exclusive water access? And then let's make sure they get that, because the Marine Department is extremely important to the harbor, and we've got to give them the right facilities. So don't give them a silly building where they are having lots of difficulties to make it work, because we're asking questions only because they had that site. Let's give them what they need in the right location, to the right quantity, the right size, the right facilities, road access, secure access to the waterfront. If that's what they need, let's get it for them. To pretend that we're going to get public access in front of this building, well, come to my house, I'll show you how much stuff I have laying around my building. They're not going to have everything inside this building. There's going to be all kind of stuff laying in front of that building, because they are actively using the water. And then if you use the water, you have lots of stuff, buoys, equipment. Just go to the Marine Department Pier in Central and see what lays around outside the building there. So to me, this discussion is all a bit skewed, and I think this is in an inappropriate way to proceed on. Does it look okay what the Architectural Services Department has done with this building? Yeah, looks all right. Is it 100% clear what they're going to do? Is the fence going to be removed? It's not clear. Do we get really access without waiting for future development, i.e. we get promise of access, but we don't really get it because there's no future development, so you just keep all your stuff there and keep the fences? So you're just smoke screening us? Or are you going to make real access available today immediately? To me, none of that is clear. So for me, this discussion, we can either proceed and have this smoke screen discussion, or we can have a true evaluation. What does the Marine Department need? Get them the facilities they need around the harbor and make sure they get it. That would be my feedback, yes. Chair. And otherwise, I can ask other questions, you know, where you're going to park your car, all the people that are going to work there, you know. We can ask questions and command center operations, how it works. I mean, how are you going to operate this typhoon shelter? You know, what do you need for services right there? We can ask all those questions, but I think they don't have the answers today, and I think we'll just have to get a better presentation.
Thank you, Paul. So I think actually before I know what Roger want to speak on this, I think before we further move on, I think it is clear from the presentation that's already in the waterfront access and the use of the marine access to the water with the existing site with the HSP building over there. That's how the Marine Department is already, you know, having access to the sea. So Roger, you want to speak?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and thank you for the questions. Paul, how many days do you want to spend here discussing the Marine Department operations? Can I just keep focused on the proposal that's with us at the
yes,
moment?
Yes, please.
This is concerns the Harbour Patrol Services, which is a fleet of launches which are used to police the traffic of local vessels, and in fact Yamati is one of the most concentrated areas of local vessels, and it's also a location where owners of local vessels will come in to see Marine Department, and it's been the sort of focus of that activity since time immemorial. That doesn't mean that it couldn't be moved, but that is the background. It doesn't have anything to do with directly the vessel traffic control that you are referring to, which is a different operation. That's for ocean-going vessels, and it's a very different thing. This is hands-on stuff, launches and crews. And the HPS Centre is the hub of that operation. It's where the crews get on and off the vessel. It's where a lot of the planning takes place within that building. And of course, the head of the unit is there as well. We've had a shortage of space for a considerable length of time, and the recognition of it and the measurement of it has taken place. And since that time, we've been looking as to how best to address that shortfall. And believe you me, it is a shortfall. The location identified needs to be adjacent to the existing building because it's one unit and it supports the fleet of launches that operate in Victoria Harbour. And the location chosen and the size of it and everything else has been set out in the paper. Now, we could talk a lot about Marine Department operations and everything else, but I'm trying to keep this focused. HPS is there to police small craft movements, local vessels, and the like. It also is there to respond to emergencies and various other things. The highest concentration is Victoria Harbour. That's where all these activities take place. And the highest concentration within Victoria Harbour is Yamati. And that's why the station is located there. Should we have expanded the station before? Yes, a long time before. But there's been constraints on government spending since the 1997-1998, and that's held us back. But now this is very urgent that we move forward and provide the officers that operate this service with a proper command centre. At the moment, it's too small. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I think this is a really, you know, kind of a broad overview of what's actually happening, and I must admit that actually based on what we have seen in terms of the background materials as well as what has been presented today, that the major concern that especially in relation to land requirements, site selection, the measures to mitigate development impacts and to enhance the harbourfront environment, the team has actually addressed each of these issues. It's just, I want before we basically move on to the next agenda item is to maybe request the team to respond briefly to, again, what YY has suggested. Have you thought about other alternative of a setback so that there could be, you know, kind of better access rather than just this 1.6 meter corridor? And actually, the second thing, I think Paul also actually pick it up. In fact, I also see in your Annex 2B, as you can see, on the pedestrian walkway, there's a vehicle parked on this on the road. Okay, if you are, you know, being expanding such type of buildings, there will be a lot of more staff activities and so on. Have you considered, you know, like providing car park, etc., so that it would not generate, you know, too much of the traffic that the area cannot take. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. 我回應翻第一點先啦。如果你話其他嗰啲 setback， 好似如果我冇聽錯咧，應該話 existing 嘅 HBS building 嘅南邊係嘛？南邊嗰度其實咧，你見到有條 boundary 嘅，咁後邊嗰度咧其實就係生油麻地貨運裝卸區，咁嗰度嘅 boundary most likely 係唔可以voluntarily 拎翻出嚟嘅，咁其實個西我哋係用緊嘅。
我其實意思，因為我見到你個 building 咧同埋個 boundary 之間咧係有啲 space 喺度嘅。啊，嗰啲
space 咧其實 open space 嚟嘅，嗰度下邊有啲水管啊，有成嘅。其實如果下邊有水管唔緊要，其實我哋講緊係
at grade 有個 access 啫嘛。因為如果上邊即係北邊嗰個 1.6 meter 嗰個咧，佢係佢跟佢即係側邊就係嗰個 refuse collection point 都唔係一啲好 pleasant 嘅 use 嘅。咁如果即係如果係你橫掂都係做一個成個西一個 planning 啦，即係其實可唔可以係有個 opportunity 喺一個 existing 嘅 HPS building 嘅南邊咧，就係 provide 一個好即係 meaningful 嘅 public access。咁然後就你可以其實用埋你喺北邊即係 1.6 嗰個紫色嗰個，其實因為你即係。 嗰個 access 唔係咁 desirable 咯，即係嗰個成個 layout 嚟講，即係如果你係橫掂，如果你都係 provide public access， 可唔可以喺嗰個南邊嗰度咧？因為如果你下邊有水管係唔緊要嘅，係 at grade 啫嘛，即係有一個right of way 俾啲 public 可以行。
我諗咧，其實呢一個咧，即係因為而家已經可能即係其實你依1.6米其實已經係 provide 咗出嚟，即係將來呢一個 suggestion 或者可以即係再考慮一下，其實係同呢一個即係呢一個 two-story building 其實可以即係再 in addition 咁去考慮咯嚇，可唔可以回應埋個 car park 嗰一樣嘢？我回應咗呢一點先，或者我哋頭先嗰位問題咧就係南邊嗰個
boundary。 同埋油麻地貨運裝卸區嘅1.6咧，我懷疑我可唔可以建議係另外一個 issue， 或者唔係同呢個新呢個 building 包，因為嗰1.6咧，我哋可能要問翻政府產業主啊嗰啲部門係咪可以咁樣做，或者喺第二個場合先至回應翻呢個問題。
係頭先我已經即係頭先我咁講就係話，即係你1.6嗰度已經 provide 咗啦，即係另外呢一個即係將來嗰個譬如 proposal 或者點樣，一定要再去睇過係 independent of 呢一樣嘢。係啦，independent，我頭先講咗。relevant
嘅啫，我哋會考慮嘅。係好。咁
car park 嗰度咧？car
park 嗰度咧，頭先你睇嗰幅相啊，係二 B 嗰度係咪？嗰幅相咧，其實嗰架車就泊咗，嗰架車就唔係我哋海事處職員嗰啲車嚟嘅，可能 yes， I'm very sure。 The vehicle parked there is not belong to what to any of our Marine Department members, colleagues. It's just a we actually. 咁我哋其實咧周不時，我哋都會咧就啲同事如果見到咁咧，我哋都會報警嘅。咁要求啲警察掃場，因為點解咧？嗰度其實影響緊啲行人嘅安全嘅。我哋成日都做呢樣嘢，你放心。走咗啦車。 咁咧就其實我哋點解會有啲 open space 嗰啲車咧？我哋會泊翻我哋自己地方嘅。咁因為我哋24小時運作咧，譬如話我先講颱風位置咧，我哋啲同事全部翻曬嚟嘅，所有leave 嘅都會 cancel 嘅，咁都要翻嚟當值嘅。咁所以咧，我哋點解頭先我哋處長都講咗啦，我哋點解要驗 one unit 咧？就係方便翻我哋提供嘅服務俾海上同埋港口嘅使用者。係咁多啦，多謝主席。
多謝你，好開心，即係你咁講，因為其實我哋都係真係好 concern， 即係個 pedestrian access 啊 ，safety 嗰樣嘢，咁其實你哋都可以睇埋，即係其實如果有呢啲係比較危險啲。係
啊，因為其實我哋自己同事出入，我哋都好 concern 自己嘅 safety 嘅。
OK， 好。咁如果咁樣，我想問下，仲有冇 last minute 唔同嘅 comment？ Paul， different comment？
Yeah, again, I mean, I know Roger can be quite elegant in the way he expresses himself, but
Eloquent, I think, Paul, not elegant.
Eloquent, as I said. I hope that came through clear. But he's an elegant man too, come on. You know, you got Pier 1 in Central, and so you need a facility in Kowloon.
No, we do not have Pier 1 in Central.
which you're using.
The government has Pier 1 in Central. It's used primarily by fire services, immigration. Marine Department almost never uses it. It's not for the Marine Department, it's for the government, other than Marine Department.
Okay.
Yeah, may I focus the discussion to this two-story building?
No, please. I will come to that, Chair, and I think that, you know, when we're looking at the Marine Department's requirement, we have to be very clear. We shouldn't give them a pity solution here that they just try to scrape by, and that is what's currently happening. And I don't think it's fair from this committee to ask for waterfront access when what they need is exclusive waterfront access for the Marine Department in front of their facilities. I think it's people have to be able to walk around that, and there got to be some security on that side. I don't see, you know, they try to come up with some waterfront access, but if this is going to be the Harbour Patrol Services Unit where the crews go up and down the vessels, fleets will moor on berth on site, there's a lot of traffic back and forth, then I think we should make sure that that can take place appropriately. And I think that, that we should not push for things that we shouldn't be asking for. And that is where I'm saying we should got to be very clear. And I know Roger will give his answer on that. So so the other specific question I have is on the roadside. I know that currently there's a fence, a steel fence, in front of their existing HBS building. But in the rendering from the Architectural Services Department, I see that the fence has been removed. So I just want to make sure that that fence is really going to go, or that it's just accidentally not on that rendering, or that is, you know, as long as this building has a nice interface on the waterfront, you know, if we don't give people give waterfront access on this site, and this is a crucial facility for the Marine Department, then let's not ask for it, because give them that waterfront so they can properly use it, properly equip the vessels, make sure they can have store materials on the waterfront that need to be there, that have to be part of the launch operations. If that's a crucial operation, let's give them the facility. Let's not have this strange conversation where we don't give that. That's so, I hope I'm clear where I'm coming from, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. I think the Marine Department will definitely, you know, take care of all these issues when they make the proposal. Could I go to Peter first before I ask Roger to, you know, comment?
Yes, well, what I do agree with Paul and Roger that marine uses are very important, but it is our job to monitor these very carefully. And I'm completely unconvinced that there's a need for a new building on another site. Item 7 states that the only option is to develop a new building. Well, I would request that this is investigated further. I don't think it should be the only option. The existing building, as far as I can see from the plan, only takes up about 30% of the existing site. And I'm also unconvinced that an additional 200 metres, which is not a lot, in fact, this conference room is probably about 300 metres, could not be accommodated on the existing site. And I would go further than that and say the existing site itself should be investigated as to whether or not that can include a public promenade on the waterfront edge. That's our job as the Commission. Our job is to enhance the waterfront, and it needs to be an overriding objective, and we have to question every project that comes along and claims, without any justification at all, in one line of item 7, that the only option is to develop a new building. Why?
Thank you, Peter. I think this is a, you know, kind of wider concern, but, you know, developing the public promenade in this area, given all the public cargo areas and other facilities, you know, seems not to be a viable solution, at least at this stage. Roger, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And again, you know, thanks, you know, for the comments. And I do appreciate the point, you know, that Paul was making about the fact that it is a very important operation that takes place here. But again, just to explain, there's no need for stores and buoys and things of that nature to be kept there. This is a control centre and a transition point where people get on and off the launches responding to the operations. And if they need to pick up equipment, in fact, they would go across and locate and pick that up elsewhere at another point. As far as the size of the building is concerned, although this room itself is probably a bit larger than the total area of the additional space, this accommodation is actually used for changing rooms, and there's and these type of things. Mm. Believe you me, it's extremely crowded in there. And the 200 metres would in fact meet the needs. And it's long been known that it is needed by the staff. I mean, this is just a basic requirement for people who are working. And I think, you know, this is the norm where people go in, get changed and go on duty 24/7. Could we locate it somewhere else? We have looked at all the options. This is the best option, and it's the one that we're requesting. But we do appreciate the need of this task force to examine the proposals that we're making, and we have made a number of measures which we hope will mean that in the long term this building will in fact mix in with the public enjoyment of the waterfront. In fact, you know, the building will be there when the public are walking along the waterfront. The crews of these launches will be getting on and off, as they do at the moment, on that waterfront, and the public will be side by side. That goes on at other public landing steps. This is what I would foresee in the future, beyond what we're looking at the moment. But at the present time, it is the reason why we've come to this meeting is because this particular project is quite urgent for the operations of the Harbour Services Patrol, and that is the reason why we've come, and that's the reason why we put the proposal forward as it is. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think at this particular, you know, moment, I think I would like to draw, you know, the discussion on this item basically to a conclusion. Paul, you have a additional different comment to make?
Yeah, Chair, because, I mean, two issues are being raised. These launches are picking up equipment elsewhere. So where? And, you know, again, I think we should come back to the better understanding of the Marine Department. Two, if this is really a transit point, then what it requires is proper transport arrangements on both sides, i.e. the launches come in on one side, and the other side you get onto the MTR, the bus, the mini bus, or whatever. Now, this location is not ideal for that at all. So, again, you know, to me, a better, and that's what Peter is asking for as well, although he may take it from a different point, we've got to get clarity about what we're going to need and provide the Marine Department with exactly the right facilities and the right land that they really need for their operations. To just put it down and say we don't need to have an understanding, there's an urgency with this particular location, that's exactly the point. And to put it on the other direction, which has to be crossed with Marine Department requirement, is what are we going to do with the waterfront? What is our plan for this particular waterfront long term? Mm. Do we have a plan? And then once we have our plan and we cross it with the Marine Department's overall plan for the water, we can pick out which ones are the best locations to service their needs in the right way. Again, to go and narrow it down, okay, just approve this little project and let's go on with it, it's a nice and convenient ways of dealing with it, and we can all make progress, but it's exactly why we exist, because that has to come to an end. Mm. Because we have decided to set up a harbour for enhancement committee because that piecemeal approach does not work creating a great harbour. So I think from the Marine Department side, I fully understand their frustration, but I think that it has to be very clear, and I think that should be led from the chair down to everybody else and all the members for this committee, is that we do not want a piecemeal approach. And to suggest that that's what we want, I strongly object to. And that's, you know, so let's get this done right.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think especially as we move on to item agenda number 6, we are moving away. We don't want the piecemeal approach. Everyone would agree to that, okay? But in response also to what has been raised, I think this is really beyond, you know, kind of the terms of reference or our intention to go into the operations of the Marine Department or to pick up a location for the Marine Department. So I think in conclusion, unless there are other, you know, additional comments from what we have heard from the presentation and from the comments, I think we do have a fruitful discussion today in relation to this two-story building for the Harbour Patrol section of the Marine Department. And from the presentation and from the comments, it does seem that the major areas that we have raised, especially in relation to the comments of the HEC subcommittee. The team has attempted to address that. There are outstanding concerns, especially in relation to mitigating the development impacts and further enhancing the harbourfront environment. But I think in general, this is something that I think the Marine Department has really put a lot of effort into it, and it seems that the project should go ahead. So and as a little remark for the entire task force, probably we need to look further into whether, you know, the entire area, where's the public suitable area for developing a public promenade for the public that is beyond this particular site. So,
Chairman, I'd like to see my my opposition to your conclusion noted in a minute. I totally disagree with you. Site selection has not been properly dealt with. It's been asked for the ACC with clear guidance on how to do it, and I disagree with your conclusion. I'd like to see that minuted. Thank you.
Can I support Paul on that? Because I, too, disagree with that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Chair Lady, I also tend not to agree with your proposal to, you know, that this is only a panel where we're hearing proposal or presentation, and then we're not, you know, I feel like that we're not supposed to make any vote at all or any decision at all. Please mark this in the minutes as well.
But yes.
Ms. Chairlady, may I also suggest that the chairman presented a paper at the last commission, which is relating to the objectives and priorities and the key performance indicators. I actually ran through that document before I came to this meeting. If I remember correctly, it is point J. That is, we need to recognize various economic and operational needs of this international city, and we need a strategic view on land uses. So I agree with the members that there should be more discussion, especially strategic views. We hope in the process that when individual project like this one put forward to members, and when the department involved has shown that they have given due consideration to harbor planning principles as well as comments made by various members, that before that broad and strategic discussion takes place, individual projects, if they have proven that they are urgent and they have given due regard to harbor planning principles, that they may proceed as well. So I leave it to the director to justify his project, but in taking the overall work of the commission and the task force forward, I suggest that we make use of the chairman Nick's very useful think piece, and we would continue this discussion. That particular point also point out that we need variety. We need to recognize the various needs of Hong Kong, and the objectives perhaps is not have all promenade along the Victoria Harbour. We need to recognize the sophistication of Hong Kong. But I think we would need more deliberations and planning before issues could be taken to the Commission. And I'm sure Roger will support that work, because your department is an expert in this.
Yes. Thank you. Before we proceed, could I clarify from Dili's? Is it that I don't know what my comments, maybe I haven't put it very clearly. What do you mean by decisions that this task force has been made?
Know,
in this regard, then I can clarify.
Okay. It seems to me that just now, Chair Lady, you are saying that because of the maybe I should clarify whether we are here to listen to a presentation and then make a decision, or we are here to just listen to an agreement or a decision that has been made.
No. We are there to hear the presentations, and we have to make up our own mind to make our decisions and opinion about that.
So we are about to make a decision because of
this task force.
Whether we will agree with the proposal by Marine Department, is that right?
We can put it in this way. But we would form an opinion, and at the end, but we cannot make the decision for the Marine Department. So this would be one piece of information, one piece of opinion that I think the Marine Department would have to take into consideration. So you see the difference there. I mean, for our task force, we have to make a decision an opinion that people are comfortable with, but at the end of the day, the Marine Department would make the decision. We cannot make it for them.
So that means the Marine Department has made a presentation about their proposal, about their, you know, something that they have already, you know, studied and deliberated just now. And then our role is only to say that whether we agree or whether we are comfortable with their suggestion, and then, but then we do not have any authority to ban or no.
I think so. We don't have that power, but I think maybe Gracie can.
It's all right. Just want to set it clear that what we are supposed to rule.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Could Gracie please clarify?
There's a question of banning, but of course the whether the task force and the commission will support the project, and whatever comments that will be made will be duly followed up by the department concerned.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And I should also add that if individual members have reservations, that should be also be included for the record. But I know that the chair lady has tried to summarize the discussion today as well.
So I think basically, based on, you know, my summary, we also have to take note, like, on the minutes that there has been concerns from members about the site selection. Is that what we want to do?
Yes, I think
item 7. It's our task force. It's not mine. Okay.
I think item 7, it has been deemed evidently by government that the existing office building is unsuitable for expansion. But there's no reasons given for that. There may well be insufficient structural capacity. There may well be site constraints, but I can't quite see where the site constraints are. Item 11 also says that there is no plot ratio or site coverage restriction on the subject site. So I take that to mean also that there may well not be any restriction on the existing site. So I still can't see quite why one couldn't, for the sake of 200 square meters, which is a relatively small amount, get that amount of accommodation somehow on the existing site by extension or expansion.
Could I kind of have a brief indication whether, you know, across the board, you know, the task force, a lot of members share that we still have concern about the site selection, that we would, you know, maybe Margaret, do you put up your hand? Yes.
No. I just think it would be nice to feel we had full information on this. It is just another, you know, it seems to me a decision's been made. It affects the waterfront, though. I think we'd like to know full grounds on why that decision was made.
I refer to paragraph B of the minutes, 4.2 of the Harbourfront, the 28th meeting of the ATC subcommittee, which clearly spells out that the information on the ND's existing facilities and future requirements should be given as consideration in deciding on the appropriate locations along the waterfront. And I regret that has not been even attempted today, despite the fact that this was part of our previous discussion. And I think that in the future, any proponent who comes to us, especially those who need multiple sites around the waterfront, will come well prepared. And I don't see that there is a problem to do that. And had Roger and his team done so, they would have been received much more appropriately here by the committee, because we just don't like to be forced into a pigeonhole on one little site like this. So that's where it comes from, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. I think this is just like for the typhoon shelter thing, okay? This is really something that is across the board, across all the task force, that what we have done in the previous Harbourfront Commission is to ask the relevant department to come to address at the commission level. I think maybe, you know, the marine facilities things would also be something that is across the board that we can propose for the Harbourfront Commission as a whole to look at, rather than within this task force. Yes, Nick.
Madam Chair, just picking up what Grace was saying earlier. The reason I presented the proposal at the last commission meeting that we do come up with a strategic plan which reflects the requirements of Marine Department, police, etc., etc., is that we don't look at things in a vacuum, if you like, as we've had to do today. I think the reality is short and medium term, we're going to have to look at things, if you like, as the situation arises. But I would hope that if we do have a strategic plan within a period of, say, let's 8 to 12 months, then all the decisions that we make can be made in the context of that strategic plan. And that strategic plan would reflect all the recreational, the commercial, and the various uses that are necessary around the waterfront. But we do need that context, and we haven't got the context at the moment. And this is why I think committee and task force are struggling a little, if you like, because we don't have the overall context, and we need that.
Roger.
Thank you again, Madam Chairman. And just to, well, to echo the views that have just been given, you know, we it's unfortunate that we don't have this overall plan, and so we only come into this committee with our own proposal, which is a self-enclosed proposal. And I take Paul's point, but we didn't come equipped to discuss the entire operations of Marine Department and basically sort of justify each individual operation, because it's a very significant thing to do. But we were trying to keep focused on the operations of HPS, and certainly we could give you a very detailed presentation on the operation of HPS individually, if that's required at a further date. But if you just take my word, it's a very important operation for the safety of the operation of the of vessels in the harbour, and that's really part of what we're here for. And the second point that was made by Peter, we can certainly spell out the investigation on the site that was conducted, and the reasons that were determined why we've got this project, and not using either additional height on the existing building or some other parts of the site. Because my understanding is that we did look at every possible option, and this is the best one. But we can spell it out certainly in more detail for Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I just don't want members to have any misunderstanding about decision. It is not a decision of the Marine Department or the government, and ask members to rubber stamp on it as such. We are genuinely consulting the task force, and that's why we try hard to present to you that after the last round of consultation with HEC, the department and his team has thoroughly considered all options and the harbour planning principles.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I think we don't have, you know, on this particular project, we don't have additional points to add, you know, other than the reservation. But I think from just now, the last round of comments, perhaps we could take, you know, from the Marine Department or later on be invited to kind of give a presentation to the entire Harbourfront Commission as to the marine activities and facilities that we have in the harbour, so that we have an overall view of the situation.
I was talking about the HSP.
Yeah, okay. All marine facilities.
I'm not sure the Commission has sufficient time to listen to the entire operations of marine, because we actually cover the South China Sea, you know, just the harbour.
Yeah,
just
thank the harbour. Thank you very much. Just the harbour and in relation to the harbour facilities. So I think that concludes our agenda item. Thank you very much, your representative. Thank you.